Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's a new week here at the Superhuman Nation. We're starting the week off with an amazing show to wake up your brain on a Monday. We're going to have three topics to cover today, fast moving. First, we're going to talk about, can walking 2 minutes every hour offset the hazards of inactivity? We talk a lot about inactivity today, the meager amounts of exercise that people are supposed to get, something like 2.5 hours a week. Most people can't even get that, and it's leading to early and untimely deaths for lots of people. I look at my Fitbit, and I already have 10,755 steps in for today, and it's just noon here. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to investigate cannabidiol, one of the potent components of marijuana that's receiving a lot of good information and reviews. We're going to have Stavin Bhatt. He's the director of research and development at an anti-aging clinic here in Louisville, Kentucky, called IAAM Wellness. And then we're going to be joined from Denmark, Copenhagen, Denmark, by Dr. Peter Gosch, or Gosch. We'll find out how to pronounce his name properly once I get him on the air. We're going to talk about the dangers of long-term psychiatric drug use. And quite frankly, his research shows that often the benefits are overstated and the dangers are understated. We're going to get to the bottom of that later in the show. Of course, want to thank our title sponsor, All American EFX Sports, and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. You can get a free sample of Carbolin right now if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad, or go to getcarbolin.com. Carbolin is a superior pre-workout carbohydrate supplement that will allow you to power through even the most difficult and long training sessions without hitting the wall. Yes, it works. People try it, and then they buy it because it works. And you can get a free sample right now by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the banner ad. Dr. Robin Marcus is joining us now. How you doing, Dr. Marcus?
I'm great. Thank you.
And we're going to be talking about the benefits of walking 2 minutes every hour. You are Chief Wellness Officer and Associate Professor of Physical Therapy over at the University of Utah Health Sciences. Why did this even interest you? Why did you do this research?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about some of the research that we've done in the past. We're very interested in increasing physical activity and exercise in people, particularly people with chronic diseases, and those range anything from diabetes, managing diabetes, to survivors of stroke, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, and you can go on. So what we've done in the past, which is similar to what a lot of other people have done, is we've tried to increase physical activity to the recommended levels of physical activity. And that's moderate, vigorous physical activity. And what we've found is that most people, and our patients are included in this group, that as hard as they try, it's very difficult for them to increase their physical activity to the recommended levels.
Why is that?
Well, many of the people that we deal with have mobility limitations, so it's difficult for them to do what we consider, what we call activities of daily living, let alone add on top of that.
Gotcha, okay.
But, you know, the general population, only about 80% of the general population actually meets the recommended 2.5 hours per week of moderate vigorous physical activity.
Yeah, and we can see that in the population. One need only glance at the population. You know, if we continue to use BMI for the time being as the method of assessment, I mean, obesity is rampant, not just here in the United States, but all over the world because of creature comforts, quite frankly. You know, we
sure.
sit longer. Mm-hmm. Life has gotten easier. I've often said on this show that 100 years from now, the jobs that people will be telling their children to get will be landscapers and brick masons because they live to be 80, 90, and 100 years old and pay very little for health care because they're healthy. And the jobs that no one will want are the jobs like mine where I sit at a desk for 5 or 6 hours a day.
I think you're right. I think you're right. You know, it's interesting because as much as we try to increase people's physical activity and get them up and get them moving, like I said, we find that kind of the more we do it, the less they actually are able to comply. So that's what started us down this road of actually looking at the other side of physical activity, which is the low or light physical activity, which is simply standing or walking around your house, doing some light gardening. And that's when we really got interested in this idea of, you know, if we tell people to do moderate vigorous activities and they can't do it, what if we look at the other end of the spectrum and see if we can decrease the time they're sitting?
Yeah, that's a great point. So you looked at the National Health and Nutritional, Nutrition Examination Survey to find the candidates for this research, right?
Correct.
And so what did you do? What did you look for and explain the design of the study?
So NHANES is a national survey that's conducted by the Centers for Disease Control. And this has been going on for a long period of time. And in that survey, physical activity has been measured with these objective activity trackers or accelerometers. And this type of device, as many of your listeners know, measures the intensity of physical activity. And then we're able to look at that data in a large group of people, over 3,000 people, over about a 3 or 4 year period of time. And based on the intensity of their physical activity, we were able to figure out how much time they spent sitting and how much time they spent in these other levels of activity, whether it be standing, which we would consider low activity,
right,
walking around the house or cleaning, which would be light activity, or the higher levels of activity, which would be moderate vigorous activity.
Okay. And what exactly did you discover?
Well, we found that in this particular database, the average adult spent about 35 minutes of every waking hour sitting. And when we replace 2 minutes of this sitting for just simply standing level activities, there was really no benefit to their longevity.
So the movement to put standing desks in may have had good intentions, but not be what we really need.
Well, yeah, and I don't mean to say that standing desks don't have a benefit. They do. But as far as in this particular database, what we found was no, simply standing or replacing sitting with standing at 2 minutes every hour did not have a mortality benefit. So these people didn't live longer. They may have had other benefits.
Okay.
So our outcome was really looking at whether they survived the period of
longer
time that we looked at.
Okay. So while standing for those extra 2 minutes didn't do anything, did you discover anything else? How did you come up with this idea that, well, maybe walking would be better?
Well, you know, we tried to look across the whole spectrum. So from sitting down to standing to walking light activity levels and then higher levels, which would be moderate vigorous. And what we found is that if you traded off 2 minutes of sitting for 2 minutes of light activity, which, again, is just kind of walking around your house, maybe making your beds, doing some light houseworking, that actually did confer a significant mortality benefit.
Now, you were just looking at the number of people in this group that claimed to do these things and then looked at their mortality over the course of the study, right?
Well, yes, but it's not just claimed to do this thing. We actually had objective measures work because they wore accelerometers.
That's right. They did. They wore accelerometers. Correct. I take it back. So when you look at these individuals who are just moving more, mm-hmm, per hour, did you also look at any markers for health? Were there blood assays done on these individuals to also take a look and see what some of these markers look like?
In this particular look at the data, no, we did not do that. But that is something that we do need to do in the future.
Yeah, because it'd be interesting to see what changes are actually taking place in these individuals aside from just the fact that they're living longer. Because
exactly,
one could also say that there are other factors that need to be taken into account or even controlled for if someone does move more Maybe they are more prone to eating certain ways or sleeping better, or, you know, there's other things here that we need to take into account, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's critical that you bring that up, because this is an observational study, and there are all sorts of things that can confound these findings. So what really needs to be done is a randomized control trial or several randomized control trials to determine whether there's actually a causal relationship between walking at that light activity level and your survival. You know, and there's one other thing I should bring up, too, because this 2 minutes per hour that we've talked about, it's not an absolute value. So what we found was that 2 minutes more each hour of light activity was what did the trick. So it's not just 2 minutes each hour.
Yeah, somebody said, look, you can sit for the entire hour and you don't even have to do any housework. Just get up and walk for 2 minutes an hour and you're good to go.
That's right. And that is not what we found.
So really what you found was the addition of 2 minutes of light walking added to your already standard activity levels on a per hour basis would give you approximately 30 minutes more a day, if you're assuming that the average person is up for 15 or 16 hours a day.
Correct.
That would give you an extra half hour a day of basically light cardio.
That's right, exactly. And it was associated with a 33% lower risk of death.
You know, it's funny. I remember reading the very first study. It was probably back in 2008 that showed that you had a 50% less chance of having a heart attack on a day that you did cardiovascular training in the morning. And it was back then that we started to see the perils of our inactive way, our yeah, creature comfort driven ways of just sitting. You know, you get out of bed, you get in the car, you sit, or you get on the train, you sit. You go to work, you sit for 8 hours. You get back in the car, on the train, you sit. You go home, you sit, have dinner. Then you sit in front of the TV and watch the news or Jimmy Kimmel, and then you lay down in bed. And the truth is, we are so mismatched. Our evolutionary drive was to be active. We actually spent 70% of our time finding and gathering food. And if you go back even further, chewing that food was quite work as well.
Yeah,
and now we do nothing.
Yep. I think you're right on. What you said at the beginning of the show was, you know, it's not going to be too long before we're encouraging our kids to do a lot different work than we're currently doing now.
Yeah, become the landscaper, because the money that you don't make with that office job, you'll save on health care.
That's
so,
right.
So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to hear from you what was most surprising about this research that you went, aha, I didn't expect to see that. We're talking right now with Dr. Robin Marcus. We're talking about the addition of 2 minutes an hour of light walking could be the tipping point for someone you know, not the people in this audience, because we are all very active in this audience. Many of you will probably listen to the show live while you're doing a workout. But those people that we care about, that we're trying to get on the wagon, so to speak, actually off the wagon and walking next to it, just the addition of 2 minutes every hour could be the tipping point for their health. And I think it's an important discussion. It's not a heroic effort we're talking about here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, nutriplanet.com, or where finer supplements are are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Talking with Dr. Robin Marcus. And we're talking about the addition of just 2 minutes per hour of light walking can be the tipping point for someone's health. It's really important. You know, it just goes to show that we are animals that were designed to expend energy. And when we don't expend energy, you know, Dr. Marcus, I used to have a hunting dog, a Hungarian Vizsla. And I used to hunt with him regularly, but there were periods of time where life got in the way and we didn't get out. And he would actually start to display almost neurotic tendencies when he didn't get out and run with. And really, I mean, we would work a field, and when we were done, he was exhausted. He would fall asleep in the car. He'd lay around but he felt good. We are the same way. We're animals that were designed to expend a lot of energy, and now we expend no energy at all. What was most surprising about this research when you looked at it?
You know, a couple of things. I think that, first of all, it was really exciting to us to find that we might be able to do something relatively simple and encourage our patients and also the general public to do something that really everybody could do, and could have a really positive impact on their life. The surprising thing was it's not, you know, at least in this data, it wasn't just the lowest level of activity. And that's something we just didn't know about. Nobody had really studied, I think, that low versus light physical activity. And I was a little bit surprised that it wasn't just the low. You need to do something, but not much, to get the benefit.
Okay, now what about a guy like me, right? I'm looking at my Fitbit dashboard. I did this during the break. I opened it up. So right now I'm standing at 10,866 steps for the day.
Mm-hmm.
117 of those are active, intense minutes.
Yep.
I've already, according to this, and obviously, I mean, this information is skewed, burned 2,479 calories, walked 5.23 miles. But now I'm going to sit for the next, and I do get up, and my audience says I do bodyweight squats during the breaks, or I get up and I walk around during the breaks, but I'm going to sit for the better part of the next 4.5 hours. Does that sitting negate all of this hard work that I put in before noon?
You know, I'll tell you that in you, it probably does not negate it. However, in most people, if you got up and you had done your 10,000 steps, say you did that on a walk this morning, which wouldn't be too abnormal. So you went out and you went for a 5-mile walk.
Right.
And then if you're an average human being and you sit for the rest of your day, then yes, if you sit all day, that could mostly negate that 10,000 steps that you did in the morning. Now, I can't tell you that with any data, but I can also say that, you know, a lot of times we're now talking about sitting as the new smoking.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite that simple, because you're an active person. So the amount of time that you sit, I can't tell you that that's going to decrease your lifespan. But if you look at the average U.S. citizen, even if you go out and take a walk in the morning, if you go to work and sit the rest of your day, and like you said, sit for your meals, go home and watch the news, whatever you're going to do, then yes, that's potentially going to negate those 10,000 steps that you took in the morning.
But the addition of walking 2 minutes an hour,
that's right,
could make the difference. So you know how I look at this, how I looked at your research when I first looked at it? I love to use the analogy, because there's a lot of homeowners out there. Like, I love to use the analogy of equity. So when I'm training, the hardest reps are those last couple reps where my muscles are starting to fatigue and fail. But that is when the work really begins, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not the average person. The people in this audience are not average. We push ourselves daily. We are the true superhumans of this country.
Right.
But with that being said, I look at equity. So I have equity in this day, because I got up this morning. I trained heavy resistance training. I trained legs this morning for an hour. I did an hour's worth of cardio, I bookmarked my workouts 30 minutes before, 30 minutes after. And now I'm sitting. So I look at the 2 minutes of getting up and being active every hour as making that payment so I can keep the equity in myself.
Yeah, it's a good way to look at it. And, you know, I think that what we're going to find out with some research that's going on right now, and we're not sure yet, but it's starting to look this way, is that it's the breaks that you're talking about that are going to be really important. So it might be, you know, in our research we found that it was the light activity level, but it might just be the number of times you get up during that
mm-hmm.
sedentary day.
Mm-hmm.
So breaks from sedentary time is also going to be, I think, a very, very important piece of building that equity.
So what's the next step for your group? Obviously, this is an observational study. It kind of is like a bore sighting a gun. It gets you on paper, but you don't have a bullseye yet. So what's the next step for you guys?
Right, exactly. So what we need to do is we need to take our observations and then prospectively study this. So there are a couple of things that we'd like to do. We would like to try to determine the mechanism by which this might be working. So as you mentioned earlier in the show, we want to look at some biomarkers to see what actually changes if we can get people up and moving a little bit more. And then we'd also like to see the effect that has on the progression of chronic disease. In particular, we're interested in people with chronic kidney disease.
Why kidney disease?
Well, kidney disease is it's an important problem, and we think that we can help people live with kidney disease at a lower level earlier or for a longer period of time if we can get them physically active and moving.
Interesting. What do you hope people who work with individuals who are challenged by health problems take away from this particular research?
Well, I think there's a few things. I think one is just this sedentary awareness and teaching the people that you work with to be conscious of how much time that they spend sitting. That's number one. Number two, I already mentioned this, but I think just teaching people to take breaks from sitting frequently. So there are very few of us that can't actually stand up during our day more than we do. So at least a couple of times each hour of just getting up would be good. I guess a third thing would be, if you can, when you're standing, move a little bit.
Yeah.
Walk around the office. We know from this research and others that that might actually be very beneficial. And then I guess finally, we don't want to minimize the importance of moderate vigorous intensity activity.
Yeah.
So this doesn't mean that people shouldn't be trying to increase their moderate vigorous activity. But I guess it means that in addition to that, or if you can't quite get in the recommended daily amounts of moderate vigorous activity, there are these other things you can do to still get a benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're right. Really, doctors should be prescribing personal trainers, and insurance companies are now starting to pay for gym memberships for the elderly, unfortunately, only. They have that silver sneakers thing now. But we need that for everyone in the country. We need
absolutely
the incentive and the truth about the benefits of exercise as medicine. And until more physicians and the medical orthodoxy embraces that, we're going to be chasing a hollow dream, because medications will never, ever, ever cure the ills that we have today.
That's right. And we hope that the research that we do will contribute to that, to really helping push that message.
Thank you for being on the show today.
Very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by my friend Stavin Bhatt. We're going to talk about cannabidiol. If you haven't heard about it before, it is a component rendered from marijuana that has some magical benefits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 17 tracks and I'm at it.
Student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
One of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Who understands those rap guys?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
She looks like a total prostitute.
You know, there is a constituent found in marijuana that is all the rage today, and it's not because it gets you high, and it has nothing to do with the legalization of medical marijuana in many states. And my good friend Stavin Bhatt, how you doing, Stavin?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Carl?
Good, good. Stavin is the Director of Research and Development for IAAM Wellness, which is an anti-aging clinic. It's the only, really the only anti-aging clinic within the region, in my humble opinion. He also teaches part-time over at University of Louisville, and he owns a company called Bhatt's Bodies, where he gets people into the most amazing shape where they step on stage. He works with competitors, pretty much exclusively. So cannabidiol is all the rage right now, but it doesn't get you high. And maybe that's why it's all the rage, because it does some things that yet does not get you high. When was it discovered?
Correct.
When was it discovered?
Well, here's a neat thing about it, Carl, a little background about it, is that, you know, definitely, you know, kind of that aisle, you know, basically kind of go with abbreviation CBD, but basically it's one of the two active constituents that are found in hemp oil itself, as well as in cannabis itself, too. Now, one of the key things about it is, as you just, you know, kind of pointed out, it's definitely not... it doesn't have any effect as far as any psychotropic effects in terms of, you know, causing type of, you know, symptoms and issues in terms of like nausea or, you know, weight gain or body fat changes or risk of diabetes. But what we now know, that CBD has a big effect as far as in, you know, benefiting, you know, overall health as well as inflammation, and being utilized in clinical test studies right now. But as far as when it first came to market, right now is like it's just now started been openly being utilized in clinical studies in the last 3 years since 2012. And then, of course, as far as the main emphasis came out March 11th of 2014 when Sanjay Gupta from CNN brought out the video. It was on Weed 2, the cannabis madness, you know, in terms of where he specifically discussed cannabidiol being utilized in a young child with epilepsy and numerous other, you know, therapeutics were not working effectively, and they were able to see a major change and reduction in the seizure, you know, outbreaks within using the CBD product.
Okay, so CBD is a constituent of cannabis, but it's also found in hemp, which does not have any psychoactive tetrahydrocannabinol in it. So that means that this is not a politically charged crop where we have to worry about politicians trying to squelch the development of CBD use, because it doesn't have to be, it comes from hemp, and hemp doesn't get you high.
Right, that's right. You know, basically, it doesn't fall underneath the Controlled Substances Act of 1970. So basically, there was a section of the 2014 Farm Bill of last year, which authorized institutions of higher education and universities and state agriculture departments to study the growth, the cultivation, and marketing of industrialized hemp in states that permit such an activity. So a perfect example is that that's now available, you know, several universities in Kentucky, as well as, you know, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Indiana, and about 10 other states have legalized hemp itself. But the main difference, like you talked about, the cannabis plant itself, any part of the plant, whether growing or not, you know, it contains what's called THC, which is the product that's actually underneath the Controlled Substance Act. And by law, you know, for hemp, you can't have a legalization limit of 0.3 or higher. So the great thing about hemp itself is has a percentage rate of 0.3 of dry weight, which, you know, is legal, you know, especially legal in Canada as well as most of Europe, which they have a set percentage of 0.3% for THC for the legal limit of hemp itself, though.
Now, the other thing to notice is that a lot of people remember that marijuana was given to patients who are undergoing chemotherapy because it's an antiemetic or it's kind of calms nausea, but it was actually
correct.
The CBD portion of it that is responsible for that, right?
That's correct. The neat thing about it was in December of 2014, I visited our World Congress on Anti-Aging Medicine, the 22nd Annual Conference in Las Vegas, and one of the key speakers at the event was Dr. Joseph Maroon, who is a well-known neurosurgeon professor and Vice Chairman Department of Neurology in Pittsburgh. He's also was the former, you know, team physician for the actual Pittsburgh Steelers, as well as he did the independent studies on traumatic brain damage, you know, being done in athletes and football players and so forth. And he discussed, obviously, you know, the beneficial effects of how the CBD itself, you know, has a big effect on chemotherapy, neurological pain, even colon health, and of course, reducing inflammation, and without the negative side effects, what would be seen with THC, you know, as far as, you know, the negative effects as far as inhalation and weight gain and body
right.
fat increasing and appetite, you know.
Now, THC has a dopaminergic effect. Does the CBD have that as well? Is that where it gets its anxiolytic, antidepressant qualities from?
Well, basically, that they haven't really. What it does is it modulates different receptors. So the reason why it works so well, obviously, in epileptic patients. Now, keep in mind, there's literally in the works. They have, you know, around 34 different studies since 2012. Active studies and investigational trials going on right now with the use of CBD, including two drug companies in England as well as one here in the U.S. And the interesting about it is that basically is that the CBD doesn't necessarily work on dopamine because dopamine is excitatory.
Right.
So, you know, in regards to bringing down epileptic seizures, you have to modulate and reduce excitation and stimulation. See? So what it does is without causing dramatic drowsiness, it actually, you know, controls and mitigates, you know, that excitation by bringing it down, what we call the MADA receptors, you know. So, again, one of the key thing about it is you have natural receptors in your brain which work in what we call the endocannabinoid
right.
you know, process in the body. So in those, you know, cannabinoid receptors are found throughout the body, but the largest concentration of where CBD works are on receptors called CBD1, which is found in the brain.
Okay, let's talk about cancer for a second, because this seems to be really where CBD becomes almost magical. There's a lot. Yeah. There, what I did early research shows on research that was done on the ability for tetrahydrocannabinol or actually marijuana to suppress tumors from growing. Back in 2007, we started talking about that. And once again, it's the CBD component that seems to be responsible of that. And now that CBD is being isolated, they are using it to control cancer and tumors, at least in animals right now, right?
Yeah. Actually, just one of the drug companies in early 2014, is they went ahead and were granted by the FDA an orphan drug designation to be utilized in the most common malignant brain tumor, which is called a glioblastoma multiforme,
right.
Which is a really nasty type of cancer. And then Dr. Maroon, who's done numerous surgeries on patients with this form of GBM, the abbreviation for it. So one of the drug companies is already in the midst of doing orphan drug trials, resulting in trying to bring down the growth, these severe tumors that are found in the brain itself. Now, what we do also know is they're now using it, because here's the thing about CBD. It also, we talked about, has a very strong anti-inflammatory effect.
Right.
So it even acts as a COX-2 and 5-loxin inhibitor, just like Celebrex would do.
Wow.
One of the theories of cancer and how it progresses itself is how it grows. And due to inflammation in the body, well, if you can bring down inflammation and anti-inflammatory property in CBD, has been shown to almost have literally about 100 times of a greater effect as far as anti-inflammatory capability than even aspirin. So we do know is it definitely has effect upon reducing inflammation, which brings down, the growth of a tumor type of cell. Obviously, they have to do more research right now as we speak, and definitely being utilized right now in colon cancer. We know as far as a lot of breast cancer patients are utilizing it too. I know of two breast cancer patients who are currently on CBD specifically for the breast cancer right now.
Okay, now is CBD, we have to go into a break in about a minute, and I want to pick this up on the other side. Is CBD by prescription only? I see websites selling CBD oil right now.
That's correct. Basically, excuse me, keep in mind though, and in this regard right here is that, again, underneath the act itself is that, the CBD can be purchased, due to being agriculture hemp-based. So with that in mind is that it does not fit underneath the umbrella of the Controlled Substance Act. So
There
are several different companies out there that do their due diligence and, of course, do the chemical analysis to making sure it's tested and to contain exactly what it contains, and making sure that it has doesn't contain the THC and it's analytically analyzed to make sure it fits underneath the regulations of the FDA.
Let's do this, and I've got lots of questions for you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Stavin Bhatt. This is really an interesting discussion, because you can start using CBD right now if you wanted to, if you can find a good source for it, and seeing some of the benefits yourself. One of those benefits is the ability to mitigate pain and soreness, which many of us in this hard training community suffer from time to time. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Stavin Bhatt. We're talking about cannabidiol. I always put a D in there where it doesn't belong. Cannabidiol, yeah, that's it. I said it right, didn't I? I question myself. We're talking about cannabidiol because there's a lot of good information to be learned about this emerging, emerging molecule found in hemp. So, is hemp a heavily sprayed crop? Do you know, Stavin?
No, basically, right now, obviously, the majority of the hemp is you know definitely non-GMO, and of course, they also have a gluten-free. So, you know, several of the major companies that do produce it make sure they're, you know, it's a high-quality product.
And it's organic, I guess, right? Basically, it's organic.
That's correct. That's correct. So basically, in purification and in terms of where they're getting the seeds from and so forth. And, you know, one of the key things, like you talked about before, is that, you know, the high quality has to be done in a specific environment that obviously you want to make sure that, you know, is governed and doesn't, you know, have issues in terms of, you know, the chemical analyses, making sure that it is what it is and the percentage rates and so forth, you know.
So would you say that as we age, I'll be 57 very shortly, and, you know, I train very hard and I have aches and pains. And do you think that just from a prophylactic standpoint that cannabidiol would be a good thing to take?
I think absolutely because, you know, like I talked about, you know, in 2012 there were about 34 CBD studies, you know, and in those studies, you know, you had 6 that are being currently done right now as we speak in multiple sclerosis, you know, four in bipolar mania, but also in terms of neuropathic pain and cancer pain, there's 2 of those in there. So, and one actually in insomnia. And so what we do know is that it has a big effect as far as decreasing anxiety, as well as, you know, helping as far as that inflammation effect that takes place, which is MS itself is an inflammatory aspect of the nerve endings, you know, so in the brain, the myelin sheaths. So we do know that it has a big effect on that regard, and without causing excessive, you know, sedation in a way, too, you know.
Does it cause any sedation at all, Stavin?
In high dosages, that's what they're using it for. Obviously, in the clinical studies being utilized in the epileptic patients, you know, they have to, just a perfect example of what Sanjay Gupta had talked about with the young girl, 6 years old as of last year. At one time, she was having literally 300 seizures a week. And from that March documentary of 2014, you know, Gupta had stated that specifically she had went down to having only 2 to 3 per month, which is remarkable.
Yeah.
You know, with the usage of simply using the CBD. So in high dosages, the ranges are so dramatically different. You know, right now you're looking range from 10 to 800 milligrams a day in terms of a variety of different,
wow,
you know, human, you know, illnesses and so forth. And, you know, obviously in that regard, the dose can really differ, you know. But again, most people we see with some of the products available, oil, as well as even standardized capsules to bombs to even transdermal creams that are available, allow to have more bioavailability. But obviously, as we know, you want to start at a lower dose. You know, higher dosages would be incorporating people with major, you know, clinical, you know, issues and diagnoses, you know.
So what would a prophylactic dose look like? You think 10 milligrams a day would be adequate to see the benefits of cannabidiol without having to treat any type of or try to mitigate the effects of a disease?
Correct. What they're being used right now, I think the prophylactic type of range is 10 to 25 milligrams a day, which is kind of what's available in the standardized oils as well as the capsules. And keep in mind, the hemp oil itself, you know, it gets the clinical benefits of having that omega-3 fatty acid breakdown. You know, it's one of the more balanced oils that are out there in terms of hemp itself, the hemp oil. So, and again, you know, that's what 10 to 25 would definitely be a nice prophylactic, nice healthy dose without trying to treat a major clinical problem, you know.
Do you take it, Stavin?
I have not tried it yet. Now, we do, actually, after the December conference, we have been looking at one major company, and we have had a patient, you know, three patients that have been utilizing it, one with obviously with breast cancer, not from the state of Kentucky, from West Virginia, and then we have two other people based locally in Kentucky that have been utilizing it. Obviously, you know, it's something we're planning to really use a little more. We want to make sure that, you know, we do our due diligence and get the information, and of course, making sure that, you know, we want to use the lowest dosage possible, get the best benefits as far as prophylactic benefits as far as pain, you know. So,
you think it's good for people who have social anxiety?
Absolutely. I think, it, you know, going by, when you go by how it's utilized, you know, obviously working on the natural systems in the body and the central nervous system itself, you know, maintaining homeostasis and trying to stabilize the body, you know, that we know that it can be utilized definitely for that, you know, and decrease anxiety specifically and without causing, you know, the only way that we know that has excessive sedation itself is in high dosages, which makes perfect sense for someone with a severe, you know, obviously, you know, in severe epilepsy and syndrome like that, you know. So
you work with competitive athletes. Do you see an application within the athletic community? Could it actually have an ergogenic effect for individuals who tend to get a little over anxious about competition? Or even what about could it also stave off hunger? Can you see any applications within the competitive arena at all?
I think you could. I mean, obviously, you know, one of the benefits of, you know, when we train, we want to be able to get proper rest and recovery. And as we know, you know, simple, diagnosed insomnia is one of the most prevalent problems in the U.S., you know, in terms of people kill themselves asleep sometimes.
Right.
You know, trying to get 7-8 hours of sleep and due to anxiety can't sleep at night. Then they take a prescription-based, you know, insomnia-based medication, and they wake up the next day with the hangover effect. And then the day starts in a vicious cycle again, and they can't focus on their occupational, you know, function. So definitely, you know, in rest and recovery, and as well as having a beneficial effect of the anti-inflammatory effect for an athlete is beneficial because it doesn't have the negative side effects you'd see with, you know, like Vioxx. So Vioxx was removed the market, was causing cardiovascular ailments.
Right.
You know, and then you don't have the aspect of the bleeding aspect if someone was to take, you know,
right,
too much aspirin.
Thinning.
Or,
right,
you know, ibuprofen and Tylenol, which will cause, you know, any kidney toxicity or, you know, and then the liver problems, you know, on top of that. So definitely, you know, with the prophylactic dosage in terms of being utilized in an athlete, it would have beneficial effects for rest recovery and inflammation, delayed onset of muscle soreness.
So it sounds like you're excited about the introduction of this new molecule, huh?
Absolutely. I think right now, you know, like, again, it's interesting, you know, atmosphere, obviously, with the current news and CNN putting so much information out in terms of, you know, medical-based marijuana, but obviously getting between the lines of understanding there's a difference between marijuana and hemp, and obviously, you know, being CBD, which is coming from hemp, which is not unlawful. And I do want to reiterate that because it is legal, you know, to ship across state lines and to utilize, you know, CBD products that are, you know, extracted and manufactured from agriculture hemp. You know, there's a big difference with that. So,
right.
You know, and that's important people understand. You're not consuming, you know, marijuana. You're not consuming, you know, something that's, you know, illegal per se from state to state. You know, this is coming directly from agriculture hemp, which is legal by law. You know?
Well, and I think the nice thing about this is it really finally allows us to say, you know, it was true. There were some sort of molecular benefits to marijuana, but
Absolutely. It
came along with the psychoactive part, which makes people
sure.
high, and so it was demonized, and we've separated the good brother from the bad brother, and now
mm-hmm.
we can just use the good brother, you know what I mean, and
That's
take
correct.
Advantage of all the benefits. I think it's great
That's
stuff.
Correct, you know, definitely.
I want to thank you so much for being on the air with me today, Stavin, to talk about this.
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to being on again.
Yes, absolutely. Take care.
Take care, McCall.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to broach a subject that's very, very important. And that really is about the dangers of long-term psychiatric drugs, which is not talked about enough because everybody out there is on an antidepressant today. Not in this audience, but elsewhere. And they're even trying to prescribe antidepressants to children at a greater degree. But are the benefits there to outweigh the dangers? We're going to talk about that when we come back. There's a lot of information that's been hidden from your eyes and ears by the mainstream media and the FDA. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. So stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 2755.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. According to a recent article, antidepressants are the most popular prescription medications in the United States today. I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, but every time you turn around, antidepressants seem to be the answer for something. In fact, we talked about a recent article that was published stating that parents who are not allowing physicians to prescribe antidepressants for their adolescent children are being derelict of their duties because adolescent suicides are at an all-time high. And they're saying it's because not enough people are putting their kids on antidepressants, which is nonsense. Nonsense. If anything, antidepressants cause suicide. But you can't get most people to admit that. And so my next guest is Dr. Peter Goetsch. How you doing, Dr. Goetsch?
Thank you. I'm fine.
And you are with the Nordic Cochrane Center in Copenhagen, Denmark, where you are a professor, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And you recently published an article that was actually the result of a debate, am I correct on that, between you and some other individuals arguing that you were arguing that long-term use of psychiatric drugs cause more harm than good, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And I said, when you and I spoke, I think I used the term supposed or alleged, and you corrected me and said, no. They do cause harm.
Yes, the semantics about drugs is incredibly seductive. Also, our regulators, they talk about benefits, and then they talk about risks. And it is as if benefits are a given, which they are not. They are often doubtful, whereas a risk is only something that might happen. It might not happen.
Hmm.
And this is completely wrong, because what we know about drugs is that they can always lead to harm. So it should be the other way around, that we talk about harms and possible benefits, but that's not how the semantics work.
This is really an interesting discussion in and of itself, because the way drugs are marketed is in our country, the Food and Drug Administration allows pharmaceutical companies to take advantage of people by positioning themselves as being the firewall between pharmaceutical manufacturers and the safety of the public. But the reality is that the FDA is driven by the wants and needs of the pharmaceutical industry, so they're allowed to make it sound like these drugs really do work. In fact, I remember reading a paper just maybe 5 or 6 months ago that shoots holes in the whole serotonin equals depression theory that they have built an entire industry around.
Yes, you're completely correct. The story about people being depressed because they lack insulin serotonin.
Right.
Is a big, fat lie. Even the National Institute of Mental Health knows about this and have published about this. This is a lie. These drugs don't work like insulin for diabetes. In my opinion, antidepressants don't work at all for depression, but this is a long story. But if you put something in the placebo in these trials that also give people side effects so that they cannot guess whether they got active drug or placebo because they get side effects in both groups.
Right.
Then antidepressants have no effect. So what we measure is very likely just bias. It's not a true effect. And there is a lot else that speaks to the same conclusion. For example, what do the patients themselves feel about the effect of antidepressants? When you ask psychiatrists and patients in the same trials what they think, then the psychiatrists think that antidepressants are very effective.
Right.
But the patients think that they don't work, and they leave the trials equally often when they are on active drugs than when they are on the placebo. Now, if antidepressants really did people more good than harm, then they should stay on antidepressants for longer than they stay on placebo in these trials, but they don't.
Interesting. You know, I'm not a learned scholar, and so I have no degrees to back up what I'm about to say, but I've always believed that the way antidepressants work is if you told me, Dr. Gush, if you had a pain in your hand, and I said, I can fix that for you, and I smash your foot, and the pain in your foot is greater than your hand no longer hurts. And what I've always thought that antidepressants do is they make people feel so bewildered, so confused, that they don't feel what they used to feel, but the truth is they don't feel anything anymore.
You are very correct in what you're saying. But first of all, let me just say a little more about the serotonin thing.
Okay.
Because most patients have learned from their doctor that they are depressed because they lack serotonin. And it has never been possible to demonstrate that people who are normal and people who are depressed have any difference in their brain as comes to the level of serotonin. So this is simply a lie, and it's not an innocent lie, because most people have been told this lie, which means that the psychiatrist lie routinely to their patients. I know no other medical specialty where this is the case. And they actually use this lie to persuade patients who feel badly when they take the drugs, just as you said, to continue taking them because, as they say, you wouldn't take insulin from a patient with diabetes, would you? Of course you wouldn't, but you cannot compare these two things. Alcohol also have an effect on depression. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But then you don't go on to say that you're depressed because your brain lacks alcohol.
That's a good one. That's very good.
You don't do that. And to continue with what you say about how the drugs work, some patients get a little stimulated by the drug, so they can become a little euphoric. But the most common thing is likely that it ruins your sex life because that affects about half the patients.
Yes.
Who had a normal sex life before they started on an antidepressant. And what they also do is that they numb your feelings, exactly as you said. So they care less both about themselves and about other people.
And probably this is where the suicidal, I mean, you know, the only thing that keeps people from being suicidal is the range of emotions that you may feel, fear, angst, sadness, and so on. And you think to yourself, oh, I can't do it. But if you are in the middle, if you've been chemically lobotomized, well, then suicide is no different than taking your next breath. You just do it.
Well, the suicide story is a very dark one when it comes to antidepressants. It has been documented very convincingly that antidepressants increase the risk of suicide in young people. And therefore, it should be forbidden to use antidepressants in children and young people. It's unbelievable that we treat our children with drugs that increase their risk of suicide. It's just unbelievable. And it's actually much worse than what the FDA has told us. I have written in a book I published here in September about psychiatry with good documentation that there should have been around 15 times more suicides on antidepressant drugs in the FDA's large analysis from 2006. So this is a huge error in what the FDA has published about these drugs. They are far more risky than people think.
But didn't you say in your paper that the reason they were able to leave those other suicides out was because they only included events that took place, suicidal events that took place within 24 hours of cessation of the drug and nothing beyond that?
That was one of the important reasons, but there are a number of other reasons which I detail in my book that explains why the FDA's picture of antidepressant drugs is far too rosy. And I can give you one example. In 2006, in the very big analysis the FDA did, this was chaired by a person called Thomas Logren. And the same Thomas Logren, 5 years earlier, also used FDA data. And 5 years earlier, he found 10 times as many suicides as he reported 5 years later. How is this possible that the same person employed by the FDA can report 10 times less suicides when the FDA comes in trouble and the drug industry comes in trouble, because there is increasing concern that these drugs might cause suicide? I just ask how this is possible. It is, to me as a scientist, this is surrealistic.
Well, this is common of the FDA. I don't want to confuse the subject here, but we recently did a show on the weed killer glyphosate that's being sprayed on all of our food, which when it was originally introduced, I want to say back in the 70s, it was labeled as a known carcinogen, but then somehow it changed and it's no longer a carcinogen. The FDA is famous for doing this sort of stuff. The FDA is the last organization that should be put in place to protect the lives of people, because they are either completely inept or completely corrupt. And neither one of those are acceptable for the organization that is supposed to be the firewall between the exploitation of the public and harm done by the manufacturers of food and drugs. They're a horrible, horrible organization. And it baffles me because, Dr. Ghosh, it baffles me because we talk about these things for 10 years now on this show. And there are people with bigger audiences than mine that have been talking about this. But yet, the government here, the American government, whatever administration happens to be in power, just allows the FDA to keep on going and just killing people and shortening their lives. I once said on this show that the FDA is worse than any sinister regime we have ever seen in history combined. And that's because they're not done causing harm yet. They haven't been stopped yet. Every year, they release drugs that cause harm. And it baffles me. And what baffles me even more is that physicians prescribe these drugs. Physicians who take an oath. I want to take a break and I want to talk about something when we come back.
Yes.
How does a doctor reconcile when someone comes in with an illness and the illness has this small potential to take life and harm them, and then put them on a drug whose side effects are potential death? I want to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
You deserve again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com. And fusion supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Peter Gooch. We're talking about the dangers of psychiatric drugs. And quite frankly, the dangers far outweigh the benefits, and the benefits are questionable. They're really not. I mean, nobody takes an antidepressant and goes, oh my God, I feel like myself again. No, they just don't feel anything anymore. That's no way to go through life. Dr. Gooch, we have, in the article that I'm reading, another person, Alan H. Young and John Crace, I guess they were the ones that were defending the use of these drugs, correct?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. And there is a brief paragraph on here. All therapeutic interventions may potentially do good and harm. Now, first of all, I just want everybody to think about that for a second. Why is that? Why does every therapeutic intervention have to potentially do good and harm? We know that there are lots of therapies out there that are not promoted by the pharmaceutical industry that do only good, but we'll get back to that. Okay. And through evaluation of the relative benefits and harms of the treatment should be done for psychiatric drugs no less than any others. See, this is the problem. We have become complacent to believe that all therapies carry negative effects. We just talked recently about the 200 and something drugs that have been pulled from the market after they were released for causing harm and even death in people. And we just go, oh, because we operate from this notion of the greater good. Well, most people are helped. Some people have to die in the process. That's just the way it is. How do doctors like these two guys here that you were debating in this, how do they swallow that and believe that when you are supposed to first do no harm?
Well, first of all, Alan Young did not declare any conflicts of interest in the BMJ paper, and I alerted the editors of the BMJ to the fact that he had omitted to declare that he had numerous financial conflicts of interest in relation to companies producing psychiatric drugs. So then the BMJ editors changed the article and put in his conflicts of interest. So at the conference where I lectured together with him, he told the audience that he had declared his conflicts of interest, but that wasn't true. It was only because I alerted the journal to the fact that they became declared.
Right.
So I saw this as kind of leading psychiatrists. They so often mislead the public, not only about drugs, but also about their conflicts of interest. And I believe this is an important reason why some leading psychiatrists believe that these drugs are good even in the long run. Because if they believe that, they will be attractive for the drug industry so that they can get even more money by doing trials and giving lectures and educating other doctors and so on. And also they have listened far too much to the drug industry, so they come more or less to believe what they tell them.
Right. Right. And they're all liars, and we know that. I mean, look.
I wouldn't say they are all. Well, if you talk about the drug industry.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the drug industry.
That's for sure.
Yes. Yes, of course they do. There's another passage in this discussion where he says long-term treatment with antipsychotic drugs is associated with lower mortality compared with no antipsychotic use. Is that true?
Of course it's not true. There are loads of very poor quality studies that purport to have shown that antipsychotics lower mortality and even that antidepressants lower suicides among children. I believe this is almost criminal.
Yes, it is.
It isn't true. And if you look at the good studies trials that have been done, they tell you the complete opposite story. So I call this the doubt industry.
Mm-hmm.
It has actually been named the doubt industry, that whenever you show unequivocally that a drug is harmful, then the drug industry and its paid lackeys among doctors produced a lot of very poor quality articles that say the opposite. This is a tremendous pollution of the scientific literature that goes on.
And this is why I've said on this show for almost a decade now that when science contradicts what you know to be true, go with what you know to be true. You have to use critical thinking. Okay, so recently we talked about on the show that an article was published saying that we should be prescribing more antidepressants for our adolescents because adolescent suicide is at an all-time high. And the article cites the reason for that is that parents are not accepting of antidepressants for their young children. And I said during the interview, I had to clear my throat, that it's contraindicated to prescribe antidepressants for children because it causes suicidal thoughts in children. And if, in fact, they were accurate, that the rate of teen suicide is on the rise in non-using teens, that means that they already have ideas of suicide. So the last thing you'd want to do is give them an antidepressant, which will just speed up their desire for suicide. Now, yes. That was critical thinking on my part. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Let me explain how this is. This doubt industry, you have an American that has produced a lot of poor quality studies. He is called Robert Gibbons. He's actually a statistician, but his statistics is second class. If you analyze his articles, it doesn't hold. And he has produced a number of articles saying that when the FDA came up with a black box warning that you should not use antidepressants in children, then the usage went down and suicides went up. But these studies are not reliable. I have looked at a number of them. And last week in London, a UK psychiatrist told me, well, these people are very quiet right now because in recent years, antidepressant usage has gone up in the UK, and so have suicides. So why don't they now publish articles that say when you use more antidepressants, you have more suicides?
Mm-hmm.
They don't, because it doesn't fit their purpose.
Right. Right. We have to take...
One thing
yes,
more.
Yes, please.
When our drug agencies, which are tremendously industry-friendly, they feel forced to come up with a black box warning, despite all the cheating the drug industry has committed, where they have underreported suicides and suicide attempts, as I told you before, by a factor of 15 underreported suicides. And then when you still can see that there is more suicidality when children get antidepressants than when they get placebo, and the FDA feel compelled to come with a black box warning, then you have to take it really, really seriously.
Yeah.
In my opinion, antidepressants should be banned for use in children. And I know some parents who have lost a child who wasn't even depressed, but had problems with schoolwork or were harassed by other pupils at school or whatever happened to them. For example, lost a boyfriend or girlfriend. They were not depressed. And then they were put on antidepressants.
Yes.
And then they developed these terrible side effects, which is an extreme form of restlessness where they can't sit still and want to jump out of their skin. This is called akathisia in technical ways. And this predisposes to both suicide and homicide. It's absolutely unacceptable.
I would love to see the number. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's absolutely unacceptable that we haven't long ago put a ban on using antidepressants
We have to go to a break. I would love to see the numbers on the number of murders every year and suicides every year and how many people are actually on antidepressants in those groups. I bet we don't have that number. They won't let us have that. Let's take a break. I've got more questions. Stay tuned.
For the best based in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Peter Gucha. We're talking about the dangers of psychiatric drugs, and they are dangerous. But your doctor won't tell you that. He'll just prescribe them. So one of the things that you mentioned, Dr. Gucha, was something that boggles my mind. I've often said emotions are appropriate sometimes. Now, I'm not talking about major depressive disorders. I'm talking about the analogy that you gave earlier. You lose a husband, a boyfriend, you lose a job, you become sad, you become depressed. Immediately they want to treat that. And I used to say on the show from time to time, imagine if you were at a movies and it was a funny movie and you're laughing hysterically at the antics on the screen and someone came over to you and said, you're laughing too hard. You need to take a pill so you don't laugh as much. You would think that was absurd, right? But yet, oh, I lost my job. My wife passed away. My car was repossessed. I'm losing my home. Oh, you're sad. You need an antidepressant. No, sadness is an appropriate emotion. The people don't need drugs because they're sad. They need to find the answers in their lives that will reverse the sadness. It's not a pill. What are your thoughts on that?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. What do you think of that? This analogy that I give about going to the movies and laughing too hard and them wanting to give you a pill so you don't laugh so hard.
Yeah. Then you are in the other end of the spectrum, which we usually call hypomania or mania and things like that.
Right.
And of course, if this gets very pronounced, it can be quite harmful, not only to the patients, but also to the relatives and friends. And then we would like to do something. But your analogy isn't that far out because we have ADHD in children where we don't modify the children's environment. We modify the children's brains instead.
Right.
And animal studies strongly suggest that ADHD drugs can lead to chronic brain damage. And in the long run, they don't help the children either. There might be a short-term relief, which is mostly that they can sit more still, but they also get more socially isolated. And in the long term, there was a large National Institute of Mental Health study, where the short-term results after 1.5 years looked beneficial, but already after 3 years, you couldn't see any difference to placebo. And so after the first short little while, there was actually a tendency that things became worse for people who were on drug, with slightly more crimes and slightly more delinquency and so on in the treated group and the placebo group. But all this was drowned in very difficult to penetrate statistics. So you had to read these papers very, very carefully. There's one thing I need to say, and that
please.
is that it can be dangerous to stop a psychiatric drug cold turkey. You shouldn't do that. You should do that under proper guidance and taper off slowly
right.
and safely with the assistance of a good therapeutic person, your doctor, or if your doctor doesn't want you to come off the drug, find yourself another doctor or another person who can help you, because it's harmful to take these drugs for years.
Okay, so on that note, let's talk about something else. So we've talked ad infinitum about double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover studies on this show, about all different types of scientific processes. But when you do this type of a trial on an antidepressant, which takes a while to start working, and then, as you point out, it has to be titrated when you stop using it. You can't just stop and cross over to the placebo group. That in and of itself has to cause bad information in research papers.
Well, that is also an important reason why you shouldn't do crossover trials in depression. You just shouldn't do them.
Right. But they do, don't they?
Well, I have seen quite a few of those, I must admit. So most of them have two parallel or more than two parallel groups.
Okay.
But there is another thing that is very important to say in your program, that I have estimated that only among people who are 65 or older, or elderly people, in those people, I have estimated that psychiatric drugs kill around 500,000 every year in the United States and Western Europe.
How did you estimate that? How did you come up with that number?
Well, based on randomized trials and good observational studies, in one of them, the elderly were their own control. So in one period, they didn't get an antidepressant. In another period, they did get an antidepressant. And in old people, brain active chemicals, they are tolerated rather poorly. They can lead to falls. And when they break their hip, there is a large mortality rate. So this is one of the mechanisms why these drugs kill so many people. And this makes psychiatric drugs the third cause of death after heart disease and cancer. So they kill an enormous amount of people, and people are not aware of this.
I happen to tell this story real quick. So I know about this, and I tell you why. Because my mom was in a rehab facility. She was 88 years old, and she wasn't doing well, and so we had her in this rehab facility because she had a pacemaker put in. And while she was in there, for those of you whose parents aren't very old, there's a phenomenon called sundowners. Elderly people become very agitated at night. I don't know why, but they do. So they started giving my mom a very, very mild antidepressant for sleep. I forget what it was. It could have been Prozac, but they said, "Oh, we're just going to give her." I think it was a very low dose of something to help her sleep. They said, "Now this is idiotic because these drugs take a long time to start working. They don't have an acute effect like a lorazepam or a benzodiazepine would, or even melatonin for that matter. I mean, they could have given her melatonin, which, by the way,
What you're telling me about is bad medicine.
Yeah, she fell three times in 1 week after that."
Yes.
And just when this happened, a study came out that we talked about on this show. This is almost 2 years ago, I guess, that showed that nursing homes regularly prescribe antidepressants for their elderly patients, and this leads to falls. They lose spatial perception. They lose their ability to walk properly. They fall. So I made them take it off of her right away, and I sent them a big bottle of melatonin. She was sleeping well. And she stopped falling. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's very sad. And I have tried in my book to wake up our patients and citizens to the fact that they usually have great confidence in their doctor. And then they transfer that confidence into what the doctor prescribes for them. Which is wrong, because they should ask themselves, what does my doctor know about drugs? Where did that knowledge come from? It comes from the drug industry.
Right.
So they need to be very, very careful and not take drugs that they don't absolutely need.
Right. Right. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you, are there any applications in major depressive disorders where you see psychiatric drugs playing a role? We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack.
Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Peter Gucha. We're talking about the dangers of psychiatric drugs. I hope none of you are on them. You should think about talking to your physician about finding alternative ways to deal with whatever it is they were treating you for. Maybe your depression is gone and you don't even know it, and you can get off. We know that there's lots of other alternative things out there that you can do now. Good studies coming out on fish oil and omega-3s. We're talking to a scientist next week who's working in young children with omega-3s and actually turning them around from ADHD and depression. Dr. Gooch, is there any instance where you feel an SSRI is an appropriate therapy?
Well, let's keep talking on about depression. That's easy. There is a meta-analysis of several trials done on Prozac and another drug called venlafaxine. And there you can see very clearly that the depression goes away slowly, very slowly. And in these trials, people were severely depressed. And after some weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, they come down to a level where they are just mildly depressed. And when you look at the curves for placebo and active drug, you don't see much difference. It's about a week's difference. And these trials were biased because they were not appropriately blinded. There was nothing in the placebo that gave people side effects. And if you take account of the lack of blinding, we are talking about a few days difference. This means that if you don't treat the patients at all, they will become equally well as if you treat them a few days later.
Hmm.
This speaks volumes about that you shouldn't use antidepressants for anybody because they kill so many people and they have so many other harms. So in my view, they shouldn't be on the market because when a drug causes tremendous harm and it's doubtful whether it works, then we usually don't have it on the market. And psychotherapy really has effect in depression. And by good psychotherapy, you can learn people to cope with life's difficulties.
Right.
You don't learn to cope with life's difficulties when you are emotionally numbed by a drug. People describe it as living inside a cheese-covered dish, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But they care less about themselves and others. You don't learn well how to cope with life in this condition.
So, what are we to do? Obviously, here in the United States, the FDA really doesn't care. They're just doing what their clients want them to do, and that's the drug manufacturers. What are there any agencies around the world that are truly protecting their citizens and treating these types of drugs differently, or is it pretty much everywhere around the world where everyone accepts that SSRIs and antidepressants and psychiatric drugs in general are good for the population?
It's absolutely everywhere where our drug agencies, they think the same. And when we tried to get access to unpublished studies at the European Medicines Agency,
right,
we were told all the time that they couldn't give us these reports because they needed to protect commercial interest in the drug industry. So we wrote back that your secrecy costs lives.
Yes.
And you need to give us these unpublished studies so we can know how harmful, for example, slimming pills are, and they wouldn't give them to us. So we complained to the European Ombudsman, and it took 3 years, and then he accused the European Medicines Agency of maladministration. Then they simply had to give in and give us the report. So we actually succeeded to change the policy of the European Medicines Agency completely by complaining to the European Ombudsman. But unfortunately, I don't think you have an ombudsman in the United States.
No, well, more correctly, we don't have an honest person in the political machinery in the United States. We don't have good, I'm sorry.
But excuse me, an ombudsman is not in the political machine, he's a lawyer.
I don't know what needs to be done, but something needs to be done because people should be enraged in this country. We are being assaulted not only from outside of our country, but within our country by the agencies that are supposed to be protecting us.
Yes.
And the problem is that the majority of the population doesn't even think about this. They're like rats on a wheel, and whatever their doctor says, they do. I know somebody whose child was one of the test cases for Ritalin back in the day, and she has a terrible life today, in and out of jail. The drugs actually gave her what is similar to bipolar. She has mania, she has depression,
yeah,
and she can't
yeah
live a normal life. And she was one of the
yeah
original Ritalin patients.
Could I just comment on that?
Please,
because
please.
What you mentioned is incredibly important. If you as a doctor get a person admitted who has taken LSD or cocaine or smoked hashes.
Right.
And comes in with a psychosis. You don't say to that patient, you have schizophrenia. No. You say you likely have a drug-induced psychosis.
Yes.
And when you get your drug out of the system, you will likely be pretty normal. But what the psychiatrist unfortunately do is that if you put a kid on ADHD or on an antidepressant, then they can have stimulant effects in people, so they can develop hypomania or mania. And then bingo, the psychiatrist will say, okay, now you have a second disease. You're also bipolar.
Yes, and they put her on lithium.
That's exactly what they did.
This
is incredibly bad medicine. Psychiatrist Peter Bragin in the States, he lives in New York State, he has said that it should be forbidden to come up with a new diagnosis in a person whose brain is already under influence of a chemical, whether it is alcohol or LSD or cocaine or an antidepressant or an ADHD drug. It doesn't matter. You shouldn't be allowed to do this.
Right.
So this is one reason why so many people who get caught by the psychiatric system, when they come out again, they often come out with several diagnoses and several drugs. It's a huge tragedy.
Very sad. It ruins lives. It ruins lives. Entire lives are ruined. What would you like people to take away from your most recent paper before we end the interview?
Well, I have estimated that we would do well if we used only 2% of the psychiatric drugs we use today. We shouldn't use ADHD drugs. We shouldn't use antidepressant drugs. And we should use the rest very, very sparingly and mostly in acute situations with a firm plan for tapering off them quickly. If we did that, we would have healthier populations and they would live longer because these drugs kill so many people. So let me quote one of your famous filmmakers, Samuel Goldwyn. He once said that if you consult a psychiatrist, you better have your head examined. So if you have problems in life, it's usually more safe to consult a psychologist, if you ask me.
Yes.
Because they work with psychotherapy.
Yeah, they don't prescribe drugs. The psychiatrist, he prescribes, and because he can prescribe drugs, that old saying, to a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And
yeah,
so
that's what happens.
They abandon talk therapy. They abandon working hands on hands with the people. They give them drugs right away.
And they are usually firmly against patients who try to come off drugs. And when the patients develop abstinence symptoms, they are almost always interpreted by their doctors as disease symptoms, although they are caused by the drugs. And then quite often they even increase the dose or add another drug when what they should do was to support their patient coming off the drug.
Yeah. It's sad. It's so sad. And I'll tell you who I'm sadder for. Adults, they're in charge of their own lives. But the adults that are in charge of children's lives who allow doctors to prescribe ADHD drugs and SSRIs to young children, you should be ashamed of yourself. You really should.
Oh, yes.
Because these children don't have a chance. They don't have a chance at a normal life.
This is child abuse.
Yeah.
And it's actually worse to modify children's brains than to punish them physically. I don't advise that you should do that. But you could say Ritalin has become the modern-day's version of the cane.
Yeah, there you go. Because nobody wants a hit anymore. They just give your kid a pill. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I can't see that this is any better than abusing children physically.
Dr. Gooch, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Take care. What an interesting discussion. What an interesting discussion. And yet again, more evidence that people are taken advantage of every single day by the pharmaceutical industry through the long arm of the FDA. Hopefully, you are not one of them. Also want to thank Stavin Bott for coming on and talking about cannabidiol. Obviously something worthy of looking at if you have pain, if you are chronically inflamed, if you're dealing with cancers, you have to find a good source of it. Very, very important to find a good source of it. And then thank you to Dr. Robin Marcus for coming on and talking about just walking an extra 2 minutes an hour can be the tipping point for you keeping all of the benefits of your hard work when you train and then have to sit at a desk for the rest of the day. So remember that. It's only Monday. We've covered so much good stuff. The week is just beginning. We'll see you tomorrow.
For the best in real world.